Currently, testing either detects active cases of COVID-19 infection or the antibodies created after an infection comes and goes. Roswell Park's Dr. Carl Morrison explains this new study will look at the B and T cells, immune cells, with the hope of developing a means to detect who might be at the most risk if infected.
Our goal is to develop a blood test that a patient would have one time, or at least not more than once every 6 to 12 months, and would say, if you were exposed to COVID-19, you may not get sick at all, or you may get the usual flu-like symptoms, or you could die, possibly even die from this disease.
The University at Buffalo is providing academic research assistance. Thermo Fisher Scientific is providing technology and materials. Catholic Health System, as its Dr. Hans Kasignal explains, will, with the consent of its patients, provide many of the test sources.
We've treated more, close to half, if not more than half, of our COVID-19 population in Western New York. And we're really, really excited, to say the least, to actually take partnership of this. And last but not least, our caregivers, when they actually heard within the institution that we'll be taking our partnership in such a research trial with names such as Roswell Park, University of Buffalo, Thermo Fisher, to say they were excited would be a gross understatement.
The first samples will be collected beginning next week. Researchers say the study should reach a conclusion in as few as 6 months. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.